Now let me read verses 15 through 18. And he saith to me, the waters which thou sawest where the harlot sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest and the beasts, these shall hate the harlot and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and shall burn her down with fire. For God did put into their hearts to do his mind, and to come to one mind, and to give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman whom thou sawest is the great city, which hath a kingdom over the kingdoms of the earth. That is a religious system that dominated at first. But the thing is, the harlot is hated by Antichrist and the kings under him. And the waters here are explained to be the many, I think, ethnological groups, as well as the nations of the world. Now, this figure here is in harmony with that used in the Old Testament. You could check that out with Isaiah 8:7, Psalm 18:4. Now, the position of the harlot reveals that she is ruling over them for but a brief time. The 10 horns are 10 kings, and that's told us here, who rule over the different divisions of the Roman Empire. Now, they in turn give over to the beast their kingdom, which solidifies the Roman Empire and enables the beast to lift himself up as a world dictator. Now, for a time, the beast, the Antichrist, is willing to share his place of exaltation with the harlot, since she has also sought to advance his cause while dividing his glory. This he hates. And the 10 kings are one with him in this. The Antichrist not only breaks his covenant with Israel, but he also breaks his relationship with the apostate church. This hatred against the apostate church is so violent that the reaction here is described as the cannibalistic picking of her bones, then burning them with fire. What hatred! And this destroys the false church. This is what happens to the false church. It has no victory. It never comes into the presence of Christ. It is not raptured. It's destroyed by Antichrist. Now, in this, the Antichrist and his 10 allies are fulfilling the word of God and carrying out his will, as did the Assyrian, as predicted in Isaiah 10, and just as surely as Caesar Augustus did when he signed a tax bill that moved Mary and Joseph down to Bethlehem so Scripture could be fulfilled. Now, by eliminating the apostate church, the way now is cleared for the worship of Antichrist, as advocated by the false prophet. And the woman is further identified as a city, the city of Rome. We're told that in verse 9. Now, this is the frightful but just end of the apostate church. However, it does not improve the situation, but rather it introduces the darkest period for religion in the history of the world. The reign and religion of Antichrist is the darkest hour earth has known. Yet it is an inevitable end of the distrust which began in the Garden of Eden, when man didn't believe God. It was given a new impetus at the Tower of Babel, when man built a tower against God, a rallying place for those against God. And finally, it culminated in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, when they rejected the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. The only alternative was now to believe the big lie, the strong delusion. And it culminates in the catastrophic coming of Christ to this earth. We're going to see that when we get to the 19th chapter. This is the just retribution of error and evil.